In the timber industry, the Columbia River served as a highway of sorts for boats pulling massive amounts of logs known as cigar rafts. These rafts typically held between 4 to 6 million board feet of wood and would be held together with heavy chains. Though a certain amount of this timber stayed in Oregon and helped build the town of Astoria, a fair amount was ocean-bound for San Francisco and San Diego. By the early 1900s, Clatsop County and the surrounding area had some of the most significantly logged forests in the entire state of Oregon. Many of the company had withdrawn to a considerable distance. And by the time 60, 70 of them had collected, drums still beaten to arms, the front ranks of the British troops appeared, within 12 or 15 rods of our line. They continued their march to within about 8 rods of us. The front platoon then discharged their pieces, and another order being given to fire, there was a general discharge from the front ranks. Such was the general confusion and so much firing on the part of the British that it was impossible for me to know the number of our men who fired immediately on receiving the second fire from the British troops. The regulars kept up a fire in all directions, as long as they could see a man of our company in arms, John Monroe.